This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's first reported case of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 has been found in Metro Denver. State Health Department says the woman from Arapahoe County recently returned from South Africa. She is vaccinated but had not gotten a booster shot. Scientists still have many unanswered questions about how transmissible Omicron is and how it stands up against the vaccines. Republican State Representative Shane Sandridge of El Paso County opposes abortion. However, he says abortion rights are likely here to stay in Colorado, no matter how the U.S. Supreme Court rules in abortion cases.
You know, obviously, the population as a whole doesn't look at abortion like I do in Colorado. You know, so I don't think it's really going to change anything.
Sandridge dismisses a plan by Colorado Democrats to put a reproductive rights law on the books. He's calling that pandering. Other conservatives say the Supreme Court cases could provide new opportunities in Colorado. The lack of snowfall in Denver County has pushed the heavily populated metro area into extreme drought, along with roughly 14% of the state. Federal drought data show that more than 95% of Colorado experiencing moderate drought or conditions that are worse. And the snow that's collecting in the mountains isn't in great shape either. It's around 63% of normal around Glenwood Springs and Aspen. It's less than 36% of normal near Durango and Alamosa. It is 64 degrees in Denver at this hour. You're listening to CPR News.